in our life, in our lives, tazkiyah, purification, tasfiyah, which is also called tasawwuf. How prevalent is it? How important is it? How important it is, how essential it is for us. We need to think about this. Now, tazkiyah means to clean, to purify. For example, just like we consider it's necessary to clean our homes, we consider it necessary to clean our room. In the same way, just like dirt accumulates in the house, dirt accumulates in the bat, in the inner state of the individual. And that dirt, that impurity, that contamination increases. If you take the impurities in a room, untidiness, and the untidiness and the dirt within us, the difference is massive. Now, the dirt that's accumulated within us, the darkness, the impurities, if we cannot see it today, if we don't realize it today or feel it, but in the hereafter, in the grave, on the day of resurrection, there'll be a very big loss that we will incur. So today we have time, we need to understand this, we need to focus on our batin, our inner self, on our inner state, on our soul, on our spirit. We need to keep it clean, we need to purify it, and we need to be alert. Now, this is not an option that a person, can he do this or not? Rather, this is compulsory. It is important, necessary for a person, for a human being. Very important. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu stated that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the Hajj, and Rasulullah would sit on an old saddle. It was an old saddle, and the cloth that was laid out on that saddle, that was also quite old and aged, and its value wasn't more than approximately 4 dirhams. And Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was doing dua while sat on that saddle, on that cloth, that, oh Allah, that my Hajj, this Hajj of mine, Allah, allow me to do such a Hajj, allow me to perform such a Hajj in which there's no showing off, no desire for pride or showing off. And if we look at it on the face of it, it's just a few words, but the pious predecessors who have commentated on this hadith, which is narrated in Tirmidhi, that the whole journey of the Akhirah, our success, is based on what we learn from this hadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole ummah gave a message, a big announcement of tazkiyah and tasfiyah, of purification. On what an occasion he delivered this message. Within a few words, 4 words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi looked towards himself and asked Allah, but made the whole ummah, that Allah, this Hajj that I am doing, that I am performing, please allow me to perform such Hajj in which there is no desire for showing off, to show others, or for pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, with His fadl and karam, His mercy, His blessings, allows the human being to do good deeds, deeds for the hereafter. Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, the ability, on a continual basis. Yes, there are big rewards that Allah ta'ala gives to human beings for doing good deeds. Somebody gets ilm, knowledge, somebody gets Quran due to the jurisprudence, due to hadith, due to performing dhikr, due to doing tabligh, propagating Islam. Somebody gets reward due to praying nafil, nawafil, he prays so many day and night. Somebody gives a lot of sadaqah. These are all treasures of the hereafter, deeds that give treasure. Though somebody gets umrah opportunity, hajj opportunity. So the amal that give us akhirah rewards are spread out across the world, across our lives. This is Allah's karam, His fadl, His mercy. But, just like Allah Ta'ala gives us these rewards, in the light of this hadith, we learn that it is very important to be cautious when exercising these deeds. It's not just enough to practice these deeds. Rather, these deeds should be protected and sealed, and the condition should be such that when we go on the day of resurrection and the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala accepts them. That's what we want, for the deeds to be ultimately accepted by Allah. Why? Because the dirt, impurities, and illness of the batin, inner state, our soul, they affect our deeds in such a way that it burned them. Our deeds are wiped away and we don't realize. I will say, I did so many deeds, Allah. I did X, Y, Z. Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. There's a hadith in Musnad Ahmad. This hadith is narrated that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the person who prays salah to show others, this is shirk. The person who fasts to show others, it's shirk. The person who gives sadaqah to show others, it is shirk. Look at this. Look at this point. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge, protection, because such a dirt and impurity and illness is present within ourselves, in our batin, that we cannot measure it, we cannot identify it, we cannot grab it ourselves, we cannot solve it ourselves. I say, oh, I'm doing this amal, it's a good amal, that deed's gone, I don't even know the value, and it's gone. And what should occur is just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my mawla, allow my salah to be such in which there's no riya, no seeking pride, and my fasting, allow me to fast so that I don't show off and have pride. And ya Allah, the tawfiq you give me to recite Quran, please allow me to read Quran so that there's no showing off, no pride. In every amal there should be this desire, Allah, I don't want to show off, I don't want to do it out of pride. Allah, I'm practicing the sunnah, I adorn my apparent outward self. Allah, please let me do it in such a way that I don't seek recognition. This is the learning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Clearly, look at the Quran, it's such a great verse. Allah ta'ala says, لِعْبُدُ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah ta'ala is speaking, when you're fasting, when you are praying, ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمِ. So the whole wide world, whenever an individual, the asal deen, the genuine deen, what is the tariqah? That the deen should be khalis, should be pure, your salah should be such, your fasting should be such. That your amal on the sunnah, your dhikr, your ilm, your knowledge, your hadith, they should be in such a way that you should not seek recognition, you shouldn't be showing off to others, and you shouldn't be doing it out of pride. And we need to save ourselves from these ill effects. Allah's karam, if He has saved us from this. This is such a big, you can say, attainment. And a target. We need to think that, oh, we'll think, oh, I fasted so many times, Allah, and I did ibadat, and I did hajj, etc. But in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, forget the rewards. Rather, what will occur is that shirk will come out of these deeds when they're presented. Not a small minor crime. Allahu Akbar. Shirk will be shown, will shine through those deeds. Na'udhu billah. Shirk. Making partners with Allah. Allah said, this deed wasn't for me. You didn't perform this deed or these deeds for me. Now there we cannot put forward any excuses, can we? Present excuses. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us a big message, and the Quran has been explained, the hadith have explained to us how to ward off showing off and pride and the desire for recognition. But we don't realize ourselves that we should be careful with regards to our amal, that look, this disease of riya, showing off, etc. We never think about this and take it seriously. We never pay attention to the fact that, do I have this disease within me of riya, showing off, wanting recognition? And my brothers, we need to analyze and measure ourselves against the dunya, that until today, does a disease ever disappear in the world? No. Does it? No. Diseases and illnesses, they are diagnosed, and then a person goes to a doctor that, please, can you give me the cure for this disease? So what we need to learn is that how many people have this fikr? How many people are dependent? That maybe it would be that my deeds are to seek recognition, and I'm showing off to others. And this is such a severe disease of showing off and riya that a person cannot diagnose this malady himself when he's got illnesses in the heart and the soul and the batin. So what I'm saying is that this subject of tazkiyah, tafsiyah, purification of the heart and the soul, that Allah Ta'ala has instructed, I order you, Allah says, that instill ikhlas into your deeds. This is Allah's hukam. Order to instill sincerity. So if we get such a big hukam, then we should be taking steps and strides rather to achieve this end result. That I should be careful. That I am I practicing in the right way or not? Am I sincere Or am I showing off? Is there a mirror I can look at myself in and recognize that? Am I showing off? Or am I doing this awful show? And here in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, I will not allow even a mustard seed, an atom's weight of pride, to contaminate the deeds. If I'm doing actions for fame, recognition, for people to praise me, to say I'm good. And Allah Ta'ala, for example, gives deeds when a person is on a good status. But to hear your own praise, my praise, our praise, this is not good. And if a person is not cautious, then he cannot be saved from this disease. Why? Because there are two enemies historically who are with us. One is the nafs, the base desires, and second is the shaitan. And they desire that this person, he should fail in such a way we should grind the failure out of this person. He shouldn't even realize when he gets to hereafter that he failed. So brothers, there's no cure. Nobody can cure this disease of wanting recognition, to show off, doing actions out of pride. You cannot cure this yourself. I, myself, you, us, we cannot cure this ourselves. Wahid, there's one cure that the Quran prescribes and the Hadith prescribes. And the Sahaba Ikram, radiyallahu anhum, their lives themselves, a commentary on this fact. They give a total solution and cure. The Sahaba Ikram, their lives, the Quranic verses, the pious predecessors, writings and learnings. And they say there's only one action that can get rid of this illness, and that is to have the company, the sohbat of a Shaykh Kamil. That is the one and only cure for the spiritual diseases. Pick up and read the history of our Aqabirin, our pious predecessors. And they were people of great status. They had Salah in the night, Siyam in the day, Qiyam in the night, Tafaseer, they wrote in Ilm and knowledge and Quran, Hadith and Fiqh, jurisprudence. They had all the subjects under the sun. They mastered them. May Allah Ta'ala shower the rain of Noor onto their graves. So they didn't learn all of these ulum and knowledge studies for themselves, but they were praised, they were recognized, but they didn't want this. And then I say that until Qiyamah they will be recognized and praised. Who can forget Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah? Who can forget Hazrat Hakim Ulum Rahmatullah, Hazrat Mulana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah? Who can forget them? Nobody. Yes, we can forget that even now, whatever's happening at this moment in time, in a masjid in the world, Hazrat Zakariya Sahab's kitab will be read right now. Just like day and night, the sun sets, then rises somewhere, it's daytime, somewhere it's darkness. But there's not a place in the world where Hazrat Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah's kitab is not read. But if I start to mention his lifestyle, his habits, then he was extremely cautious. He used to plead to Allah in the night. And what would he ask for? That Allah save me from riya. Allah save me from showing off. Save me from the desire for praise. When the Imamul Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is asking this dua, then we, what is our status? What are we? What do we have? No power, no strength, no status, nothing. What are we worth in comparison? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say that do this. Rather, subhanallah, what an example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed towards himself, ushered towards himself, hinted towards himself. So imagine how important this is. Imagine that all of the Sahaba Ikram, their tazkiyah, their purification of their heart and soul was attained through sohbat of Rasulullah sallam. If they didn't have the sohbat, the company, then they could not be sahaba. And I spoke about Abu Qabrin. Where did they travel? Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah. Did he go to learn ilm or iman or fiqh or jurisprudence or masle masal, question answers? No. They said, Hazrat, we have come to you. And they had one phrase on their blessed tongues, that we want to learn purification of the heart and soul, and Allah Ta'ala has given us ni'mas, and we want to protect Allah Ta'ala's gifts of all of that we have in our life, so we can deliver it to the hereafter. Say subhanallah. So this, what's happened to us today? We think we are in no need. We've become so great that we think it's a disrespect of our own to go and visit a wali Allah, to sit in his service or to serve a wali Allah. We think it's not important. I haven't said anything beyond this. I haven't even said a big thing yet, which is to pick up the shoes of the wali Allah. I'm just talking about sitting in front of the sheikh and listening to their words. Rather, our qabreen say that the nearness of Allah is attained when you pick up the shoes and the slippers of a sheikh. Well, today we probably won't even find anyone. And there's riya showing off in it as well. And if the sheikh says that, pick up my shoes, that, oh, I want people to see that my students are doing my khidmat service. So that person, if he has that desire, he has the thief of nafs in his heart, and no one except the wali of Allah can diagnose and grab this. I remember an event of Hazrat, the whole jamaat was sitting, muftiyan, muftis, scholars, pious people, and an individual came. He had a blessed face, a face of nur, light, looked refreshing and like a good brother. And this ghulam was also sitting in the gathering at the back, and there were many people that I used to sit near the shoes. So I learned one lesson that day in a beautiful tariqah of Hazrat Islah. How we did Islah. Let me tell you that two words in the company of the wali of Allah are enough to reform the whole majma. Yes? So the individual came, did salam, dua, he started to speak with Hazrat. Then he presented his issues, diary, this many nawafil actions, prayers, I've done this many hajj, I've done this many umrah, and I've had the ziyarah of Rasulullah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this has happened, that's happened. Hazrat, listen, for quite a while, because he's a tabib, isn't he? He's the doctor of the heart, he heard, and Hazrat said that, mashallah, everything that you're telling me, I'm ashamed. It looks as if you should be in my place and I should swap with you and go into your place. Subhanallah. Imagine the islah that occurred for the whole majma at that time, the gathering, and 40, 50 years have passed, but those words have been inscribed on my heart. Subhanallah. So look at the idol of riya that's present within a person. It's an idol. Desiring recognition and having pride. And within seconds, he was purified and he became such a human being. What example can I give to you? So many examples about that brother afterwards. So these are the rules of sitting in the company of the wali of Allah. Within a second, the disease of the batin, the soul and the heart are removed, eliminated, and they go far away. But we have no fikr. What's going to happen to me on the day of judgment, on the day of hashr? Tell me, if my salah is for showing others and I'm wearing imama and white clothes and I wear dhoti, is there sincerity in these actions? Or am I doing this to show others? Is this khalis 100% for Allah, or is there some contamination mixed in with our actions? And then despite this, apart from this, that for example, if a person has takabbur and pride, and if he goes and says that I've got these deficiencies, or he has this niyyah that if I go there, then my deficiencies will reduce. So that is what a person should take. All of the maladies, diseases, you should open up. I'm this, I do this wrong, this right, that wrong. How long will this continue for? This is such a deception that when the jolt of death will come, then all of the facts that were mentioned in the Quran and Hadith will come out. Mukhlaseen al-Huddin. Allah says that diagnose yourself, sift through yourself, which deed was for your nafs and shaitan, which deed was for Allah. What was sincerely done and not sincerely done. Look at the marais and the diseases we have within us. But subhanAllah, the company of the wali of Allah, if he goes with this niyyah and he makes effort and he makes proper effort and he's continuing working hard, he's doing his islah, rectifying his heart and soul, and the way that the shaykh wants to rectify the student, he accepts it with the depths of the heart, because the murid doesn't know. One will come, nurse will come, and then she'll put another tube inside, then another nurse will come, she'll cut it and put a third one in, the third doctor will come and he'll start giving the intravenous medicine root. So can anybody stop them? No, because they say that this medicine will work. No, we need to change this medicine, or we need to inject the needle from here, or we need to do this. And you will have seen this yourselves, isn't it? If you go to the hospital, what else happens in hospitals? So as soon as the patient arrives, it starts. Yes, a tube is inserted here through the nostril, one through the throat, one here. We've read this, we've seen this. If we learn from just this to save our bodies, we persevere and we're patient with many hardships, my brothers, on the day of judgment and hereafter, on the day of resurrection, we cannot be saved unless we take all of the strong rope of the wali of Allah. Rather, it said that their words are shifa, their words are cure, and their eyesight is like the eyes, like a doctor's effect. To sit down with him, a sheikh, and an individual's batin is cleaned and purified. I've heard this from the pious elders, and this is what I've read in kitabs, and that's what I've seen people do before they departed. Subhanallah. So if an individual makes niyyah, intention, that, oh, I want to show people, I want recognition, then this is kibr, and this is riya. Then leave that individual, leave that example, because the dunya will be destroyed. Forget about destroying himself, but he will destroy others as well at that time. So a person will be influenced. So see these few points that I mentioned with regards to tazkiyah, because our gathering is one of tazkiyah and tafsir, and the biggest patient is sitting in front of you, this humble servant, and we have a desire to ask Allah to assist us, because at which time are we discussing these points? How is Allah Ta'ala delivering this message to us? Is the night of Jum'ah? We are sat in the night of Jum'ah. Look, and on every deed we do, the reward will be multiplied 70 times. And on top of that, in addition, this is the month of Rajab. Subhanallah. Now, what's the special reason that I'm telling you that it's Rajab? The glory, what is the status, the high level of this gathering and this night we're in, this special month. And today, alhamdulillah, I'm benefiting from this dhikr of Allah, because we're doing it in Rajab. What is the quality of Rajab, the status of Rajab? And the highest status and quality of Rajab that I see and recognize is that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did dua for this, performed dua for this. Did he ask or not? And in dua, you will remember, that in this dua Allah Ta'ala stated that Allah, please instill your barakah in this month, into this month. So tell me now, that in this month, if an individual, whatever deeds he performs, then the barakah, imagine that the heights of barakah that he will attain. The masses of barakah he or she will attain. Can anybody imagine that today in dhikr will get, so many of us we do dhikr every day, but the dhikr in the morning of Rajab, the dhikr of Rajab in the morning, the tasbihat of Rajab, Ramadan's actions. So the special dua of Rasulullah ﷺ that is progressing, barakah, 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 alhamdulillah. And the rain is showering down onto the individual. So in this month we should be cautious. From today let's make niyyah. Let's make niyyah that we have an objective, that all the ibadah that will come, that we will perform, that is there any showing off here? Is there any showing off? But we can't just succeed by speaking. Never will can this sickness go unless we utilize the methodologies that the Quran and the Hadith have prescribed. We cannot get rid of the internal spiritual maladies of the heart and the soul and spirit. The Rasulullah has told us that this is the disease of the batin and this is how you have to eliminate it. The Quran has prescribed the solution. It's our job to implement it. But nafs and shaitan say stop. We make other plans. What difference does it make? It's okay. We'll see afterwards what happens. And the other side is takabbur. No, no, my deeds are so good. And I have dreams and I have visions. Forget all of this. Look at the lives of the pious predecessors, because the dream is not hakika. It's not reality. It's a dream. It's a dream. If in a dream you see you're a king, do you think that's a true dream? No. That there's so much that can occur, and the pious elders have said that we are in need of things in this world. We are in need of things to live our lives, etc. Bas. So who should we trust to attain everything we want? That whatever is acted out in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, that is the correct deed. Whilst we're awake. So for example, you think you're a kutub and a ghawth, and you've got the great darajat and status, and great sheikhs are being shown, and nurani faces, etc. But there's no trust on any of this. We need to trust what? That in our lives, have we taken the sohbat, the company of the waliwala? Are we doing our tazkiyah with him? And are we doing the amal in accordance with the guidance of the sheikh? That's when an individual gets sadaqat. And the guarantee, if that waliwala is giving, there is good news for you, mubasharat for you, then a person can trust what he's seeing and hearing. Otherwise, a dream is a dream. And never should a person say that I'll leave my amal. No, follow that path that Allah and His Rasulullah have told us, his sharia of Rasulullah have taught us, that pull yourself together, whatever ni'mas I'm giving to you of ibadat, appreciate them and be careful, because due care is that don't ever think that you are perfect, otherwise just like a woodworm, all the deeds will be eaten and rotten away. The deeds will go, and on the day of judgment we won't be able to recognize what deeds are. They'll go from left to right, right to left. In the world we get titles and crowns and sanad and long chain of narration. They'll kiss our hands or your hands, etc. But the dunya is a dream, it's a deception, it's a massive deception. Remember this, the success is at that time, acceptance is at that time, whatever deed will be acted out in accordance with and measured in the scale of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So in this month, let's start that we control our deeds and we go towards tafsiyah, tazkiyah, purification. We should look for a wali Allah, a sheikh. We should absorb and listen to what he says. How if he's stern and scolding and telling off, we should persevere. Just like we go to the doctor with a physical illness and we trust his prescription, same way the sheikh will solve our internal issues. But if we say no, we want to do what we want, do dhikr when we want, give the quantity that we want, what we like we'll do, what we don't like we'll leave. My brothers, until today no mariz, no patient until today has been cured when he has this mindset. Have you ever seen this? No. Nobody has come this many. So what I see is that such a patient very quickly from this world he departs and goes towards the graveyard. So this is not how we want to go. We need to go in the right way. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, subhanAllah, what a great point, what a beautiful hadith, that Allah, that my hajj I'm performing, allow me to perform such hajj which is free from showing off and riyah. So Allah, please allow our salah to be in such a way that we're not showing off to others, not doing it out of pride. May our every action be that there's no showing off, no desire for recognition. And see how much we will enjoy that life. And then Allah Ta'ala says that when the individual sets forth on that promise, the tariqah that we've been told, when an individual sets forth on that, then praise be to Allah, thousands of illnesses disappear. First of all, kibr comes out, because kibr makes us feel and think that we're the best. I'll give you one example of Hazrat. I saw great examples of people, how they were reformed. Within a second or seconds, the person loses hope. Because Allah Ta'ala says, I grab the thief from within your heart, your soul, your nafs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hakeemul Ummah, Ramdhra, if I tell you his events, you'll be surprised and shocked. Shocked at how he used to do Islah of people. Because Hazrat would diagnose the disease, they'll list straight away and understand, and that individual will be corrected there and then. So Tabib Qalbi, if this is the hukam, then inshallah until Qiyamah, we can get the cure. It's impossible that we can't get the cure. It's not drought total now. Allah Ta'ala said this, but he hasn't made the hospitals. Has he ever been the analysis then? There's no hospital. The analysis of Allah Ta'ala is continuing. National security, for example, there are computers, National Health Service, the computer, the nurses, the doctors, everyone's doing their role. So you can take admission, going to a doctor, and you'll see there'll be no difference. There are private hospitals with the fadl of Allah. There are private clinics and hospitals. But there's a bit more expense to attend those institutes. Or go to a National Health Service hospital and you'll also have a quick operation. There are new machines there. So brothers, this is a serious case. Let's do dua to Allah. That Allah allow us to have the nisbat of your wali of Allah. And don't trust your deeds and your performance as too much, because shaitan makes us forget what we are. That he'll make us feel so confident about ourselves that we'll have no care for anybody else. And today if the sheikh, for example, takes a student is to promote his name, because his name is high. And when a person finds a sheikh nowadays, he looks for a famous person. Oh, I'm linked to this sheikh. How many times do you meet him in the day? How many times do you do dhikr with him in the day or the week? And how much tazkiyah are you performing? How much are you benefiting? How much have you left the sins? No. That happens sometimes. Once in a blue moon, I write a letter to him. He's very busy. How can I meet him? Subhanallah. So this is not right, is it? If you're lying down, the consultants are coming. No. They're very busy. You just lie down. They'll come down. They'll come after 1 month. Will that patient survive? Of course not. So whose fault is it? It's the fault of that patient. He should see that. Which hospital am I going to? Should I go to such a place where the attendance is good? Where people, the doctors are fikr for the mariz, for the sick person? So our maqsad, objective is what? Our islah. Not that we seek pride and we show off and I'm linked to this scholar, this pious elder, etc. This will not give us success in the hereafter. What we need to see is that, alhamdulillah, are we being cured? Even if it's being cured by a minor sheikh, by a sheikh who's not even known well, but alhamdulillah, the disease will come out, that individual will get closer to Allah, his amal getting improved, then subhanallah, then that person is Bayezid Bustami and Junaid Baghdadi roll into one. So here we say, no, Bayezid Bustami is here, his caliph is here. But for example, we don't have a need for this where we are, because we are succeeding through this passage. Subhanallah. So take the deception out, set forth on the journey, go into the path of Allah, present yourself physically in the company of Wali of Allah, and bear yourself totally. Bear yourself totally that I have this sin, this sin, this sin. Please do dua for me. So the function of the teacher is that Allah Ta'ala has prepared a solution that when a Wali Allah, at the time in the night time, does dua for his students, then he doesn't ask the dua for himself or his family. Rather, first the sheikh, he does the dua for the shifa, forgiveness of his students. It's a great hadith. It's a hadith that when a person who's not with you does dua, then, and you're not even aware of it, then Allah Ta'ala accepts that dua. So when a sheikh does dua, he doesn't say, Allah, I'm great, I'm a personality, whatever I ask for, accept. No, Allah says that this is the tariqah of your Habib, that ummati has come to you, and for example, I accept the du'as that are done without the presence of that good person. So Allah remove his defects, Allah remove his sins. So Allah Ta'ala says, before that I will eliminate his sins, but I will also eliminate your sins as well, O host. So what a great system Allah Ta'ala has developed and made, that how a person is rewarded in many different unique ways. And it cannot be that a person has a link with the sheikh, then he forgets him after and he doesn't do dua for him. No. And if we don't meet our sheikh, no connection, no rabta, Hazrat doesn't know when did you come, where did you go, just I'm his murid, and that's enough. And I've done islahi link with him spiritually. So if you've done a spiritual connection, then show the islah that's occurring. Your rectification, improvement. We accept you've got great rank, status, personality, no doubt. But what will happen to you? What's going to happen to you? It's been 10 years, you're in the same place, that you're not moving. You're like that cattle that just stood firm. And the dirt, the impurities have increased, the raya, the passion, the lust. And you have no knowledge that death is about to come. And we haven't sat in the wali's company ever. That's why the pious elder said that take hold of such a pious elder that his dhikr gathering is in the night and in the morning. In the morning and in the night. Both extremes of the day. So can there not be a greater ni'mah than this? Tell me. We, to attain the majlis of Hazrat Sahib, to attain this, I, 1 year, 2 years, not for many years I would travel from here, then I'd come back, then I'd go, and then I'd come back. Tell me why? Because I knew that this feeling, emotion, fair enough, I need to purify my own heart. I cannot do this while sitting at home. So Allah has given me the hands in the hands of His Shaykh, so I'll have to work hard now. I'll have to work now. Hard, strive, make effort, do good. So when such a generation comes, that Allah Ta'ala makes apparent in all the masjids, the dhikr gatherings, shows them, demonstrates them, prepares for them. And even then we complain, no, I want Junaid Baghdadi to come, then I will implement. There, when a person will go to a majlis, a gathering, it's not the achievement of the sheikh. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives. Allah Ta'ala purifies. So, Allah Ta'ala purifies that you worked out. Allah says, I've made a hospital. And who is in charge of the hospital? He will not do anything physically. You go and sit. Allah Ta'ala says, it's between me and you, the link, subhanAllah. Why do you look towards other people for improvement? Allah says, I am the one who's going to give. You've come for my reason. You want to be purified by me. You want akhirah from me. You want the day of Hashr to be good from me. Allah says, that's just the headquarters, the hereafter. There's a system in which you will sit down. Allah Ta'ala says, that me I will give to you. SubhanAllah, in a way you could not have imagined what a great system Allah Ta'ala has made. So who will say on the day of judgment that Allah, on the land of Bolton, you didn't send the flood? Allah Ta'ala say, I sent such a common action of dhikr every morning and evening. There were mountains and stacks of angels at that time. But you are the person who was lost on Mutakabir. Your kibr didn't allow you to come to that gathering. You didn't realize that I am this. You didn't understand that who you were. You thought that this majlis belonged to that individual who hosted it. No, it was the majlis of your Rabb. Allah says, it was my dhikr. It was my raham, my mercy, my karam, my blessings, my purification. I want to do this. And I delivered my voice around the world. But it was Allah who allowed me to do that. It was just me who utilized the method, the means. Nobody can give anything to anybody without Allah's permission. Am I right or wrong? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you understand, then put your hands up. MashaAllah. Do you like what I'm saying? That's it. So have himmat, have courage. How long will we stay as lattu and bone idol? How long? Allah Ta'ala says, this is my rahmah, this is my ni'mah. This is rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no greater rahmah than this. That where Allah Ta'ala says that I do tazkiyah of that individual, tafsiyah, that individual's purification. Do we know that, as a shaykh said, that one sa'ad, that muraqabah to do for so long in one go, at one point of time, to do muraqabah, it is greater than 70 years of voluntary worship. SubhanAllah. So muraqabah is not a small action. Just at that time, what am I doing? What are we doing? What are you doing? You're closing your eyes. You close your eyelids. And you are focusing and paying attention on who? After a little while, Allah Ta'ala says, I like this action so much in the universe, everywhere. Who for a few moments just, he bowed his head. And he paid attention to his heart and focus. Allah Ta'ala says, I love that individual who did that and he remembered me even once, subhanAllah. What else is this? Maraqbah is dhikr kalbi, a small thing, dhikr of the heart. So will we do this dhikr, my friends, my brothers? Summum bukum an umyum fahum la yibsun. Allah says, there's no benefit of being like this. Your eyes are closed, your nose closed and blocked, and there are seals placed on our ears. Then we cannot do nothing at that time. Yes, because they don't understand this point. Because they are like rocks and like walls. Allah's rahmah, we should understand. Allah's preparation, Allah's nizam, we need to understand all of this. My brothers, that if we pick up the kitab Fazail Amal, so many hadith narrated, so many fawaid of dhikr. So many. That, for example, this is what happened in their life through experience. Hazrat's kitabs were a reflection of his life, of his experiences. This is how he lived the life. During his life, these kitabs weren't printed for reading. Hazrat said that I'm telling you that do these amal, do these deeds, do this amal. The dhikr of Allah, look at Fazail Amal, a person will get shocked the amount of hadith that are present. Sometimes when Fazail Amal is read and I'm leaving the masjid, then wallahi, the hadith, when I hear it, then I feel like my body shakes and trembles. That subhanAllah, look at the praise of dhikr that's occurring right now. The praise of dhikr. That those individuals will walk into paradise laughing. They are the flowers of Jannah and the bag of Jannah. We insan, the human beings, and Allah Ta'ala says that I've delivered this all to Jannah and it's been decorated. They've come and they're present, they're living. They're with the fadl of Allah. But we are those who don't have the good result daily. We are running after dunya. We're immersed in the dunya. So let's do dua to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to utilize the good things, to hear the good things. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the fikr of the hereafter and the gham and the concern for the hereafter. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.